You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Interview with Naka Mandinga from the process of black communities in Colombia. Territory is the existential root. The process of black communities in Colombia, which comprises over 80 African Colombian organizations, was one of the networks calling the International Verification Mission on Agrofuels, where Real World Radio participated. One of the leaders of the Ethnical Territorial Network, which is mainly based on the Pacific and the inter-Andean valleys, Naka Mandinga, described the process carried out by the process of black communities in Colombia and by other African organizations for a constitutional reform that enables the collective property of land by the communities. This was later included in Law 70 of 1993, which provides the creation of the community councils, ethnical authorities on behalf of which collective property titles are delivered. These lands where the freed slaves settled down were declared empty lots, which means nowhere's land. This concept enabled many national and transnational corporations to come to these lands with the government's permission to deplete the natural resources. We did not have a legal tool, even though we were the ancient owners of these lands. We don't have a minimum tool now, says Mandinga. For the Afro-Colombians, he stressed, quote, "The essential thing is the link to the territory. People do not abandon the territory, even if they are offered another place." Actually, the identity of this ethnical symbol has the name of Jorge Isaac Aramburu. Mandinga is his ethnical name from his African ancestors, and in many Latin American countries, it is used as a synonym of evil. During the interview, Naka reflected about the ideological use of the language as part of the colonizing process.
You're listening to Real World News.